the golf, the US Open, and also Leona Maguire coming close to another LPGA Tour win. On the line, Gary Murphy, ex-pro, and Eamon O'Donnell, the director of golf at Dromoland Castle, which will host the Irish Women's Open a little later this year. Good evening to you, Gary and Eamon.
Good evening, lads. How are you?
Very good, very good. Gary, you first. Let's talk about the men. Matt Fitzpatrick holding on. First big international win for him. An open title. A major ahead of Scottie Scheffler and Will Zalatoris. Fantastic final round, I thought.
It was. It was quite nerve-wracking, really, obviously, with Matthew being European. Was cheering him home, and it was just fascinating to see two guys, himself and Zalatoris, in the last group who neither have won on the PGA Tour. Obviously, you know, Matt Fitzpatrick has been very good in Europe. He's won pretty much most of the big titles, but has never won in America on the PGA Tour. His only win was the US Amateur in 2013 in Brookline, which back in the day was a major championship. Jack Nicklaus used to count it as in his total, but to go back then as a pro 9 years later and win the US Open in Brookline to follow Jack Nicklaus, the only player to have ever won a US Amateur and a US Open on the same venue. So it's historic victory, you know, and a huge breakout really for Matt Fitzpatrick. He's up to 10th in the world ranking, and you know, he really handled his nerves so well coming down the stretch, and it was just great to see him win. And also for Billy Foster, who's given his life really to the sport. He's been caddying for almost 40 years and caddied for many great players. And that was his first major win. So it was a great viewing last night, I have to say. It was nerve-wracking to watch it coming in, because it's such a difficult, demanding golf course. And the level and standard of golf down the stretch was phenomenal.
I agree. It was thrilling to watch. I mean, from Zalatoris on the 12th, even Matt Fitzpatrick on 10 and 11, it was swinging every way. I even thought for a second Matsuyama was going to get involved. It was really thrilling stuff to watch.
Yeah, it kind of looked like that maybe, you know, someone might sneak in, you know, and post maybe, you know, 4 or 5, and that could almost win it. Now, obviously, it was 6 in the end, but you just didn't know what was going to happen. I think, you know, 15 was a huge turning point with Fitzpatrick making birdie to Zalatoris' bogey, but Fitzpatrick shot on the last out of the bunker. I mean, that's one of the hardest shots you'll ever get. You know, the lofted club trying to move it that much in the air, and the slightest miscontact, and it comes up short in that bunker, and he could have taken a 6 and missed the playoffs. So, you know, he showed probably a big learning curve from the US PGA just a month ago when he had a big chance to win, and he just seemed to force it a little bit. But he had 17 greens in regulation yesterday in a US Open, which is kind of unheard of for a final round. So he did everything that he had to do, and he still only won by 1. So that just tells you how tough it is to win these things. You know, there were serious players, obviously Zalatoris with him, but serious pedigree behind him. Scheffler is number 1 in the world. And was unlucky, you know, hit a good putt in the last that didn't go in. And obviously Zalatoris is kind of the nearly man at the moment. He could have done a Paul Carrington really, and have had 3 majors in a very short period of time, and yet he has none. So it's a cruel sport at the very top of the game.
Yeah, indeed, he's looking for his first PGA Tour win. Let's bring in Eamon O'Donnell, director of golf at Dromoland Castle, to this point. Rory, 2 under. That actually pushes him up to number 2 in the world, actually, behind Scheffler, so big points for him. But it really was an up-and-down round for McIlroy, wasn't it?
It was, unfortunately. It's kind of, I suppose he's waked up this morning thinking it's another one that got away. You know, where Rory probably played well enough at times to win the tournament, but, you know, and I'm one of Rory's biggest fans, as many of my friends will know, but it just seemed at times he seemed to short-sight himself at various points in the golf course, where he missed a green on the wrong side, didn't get up and down, lost momentum at times, and then all of a sudden he was chasing, and then he was out of the event, makes 2 late birdies, he's back in the event, and, you know, it's just kind of a nearly week at a major. You know, it's one of those frustrating weeks for him, but, you know, it bodes well towards St. Andrews, you know, in a couple of weeks' time, so fingers crossed he gets over the line there.
Yeah, because he won Canada the week before and looked in good nick coming in. He had to scrap maybe the round two just to keep in touch. But he was in good nick and in good position, wasn't he, Eamon, going into that final round? It was just such a fluctuating round that he just never got in contention.
Yeah, like I think if you look at his front nine, he mixed between birdies, pars and bogeys. And you take one step forward, he was taking two steps back against the rest of the field, where, you know, he made a birdie, the next hole he drops a shot, he then rallies back, makes another birdie, you're there thinking, right, Rory's going to settle the ship. You know, he gets to the fifth, which is a driver par four, and he shortsides himself again and makes a bogey there, where for Rory McIlroy, a 300-yard par four is a birdie hole. Mm-hmm. And he's walking away with a bogey, which, you know, is a two-shot swing there. And all of a sudden, you know, he makes birdie there, he's right in the thick of the tournament. And we all know Rory is a momentum player. If he you see him with that bounce down the fairway, he effectively kicks him on, and you're there thinking, you know, this could be his week. But, you know, I think it's, you know, none of us are here to judge Rory. As I say, he's one of the best players that ever graced the field of golf. But at times you can just be slightly frustrated by him because he's so much talent, and yet you feel that he just isn't winning the amount of tournaments he should win. And you hopefully, you know, hopefully he gets... I think when he wins his next major, he'll win another three or four.
That's the thing, break the back of it, yeah.
Yeah, like it's 8 years now. A lot of people's eyes, it's 8 years too long, but as Gary alluded to there, you know, these majors are very tough to win. You know, there is only 4 years. The standard of golf at the moment is incredible. And I think Matthew Fitzpatrick proved that there last night, that, you know, the play coming down the final stretch was as good as anything you'd see at any venue or any golf tournament. So it's, you know, it just shows how hard it is to win these events.
Gary, if Rory was a little up and down through the week, I mean, Seamus Power's rise and then consistency again this week was phenomenal. I mean, three rounds at even par, one over on the first day. He's just incredibly consistent scoring-wise anyway.
Yeah, he's really in a sweet spot at the moment. You know, this is his first season to be playing in the majors. He did very well at the Masters, rock solid at the USPGA. You know, and great again this week. And it's just a constant progression, really, for Seamus Power. He's up to, I think, 24th in the FedEx. He's just gone over $3 million in earnings this year. So he's really in a sweet spot, and he's going to start feeling comfortable in this environment. And that's the biggest challenge, really, for a lot of guys making their way through their career. And he'll be excited for St. Andrews, and he'll have a live chance in St. Andrews. And it's just onwards and upwards. Just trying to get that next win is the big thing. But he's doing all the right things. And, you know, as we saw with several players last night, you still need a little bit of a slice of luck to go your way. Fitzpatrick could quite easily have been up in the face of that bunker. He didn't hit that great a tee shot on 18. You know, just got that little bit of luck at the right time. So if Seamus Power can continue just doing what he's doing and maybe get a little bit of luck here and there, there could be a big win before the season's out.
And his life will have changed, Gary. I mean, he's in America a long time, but like you say, getting comfortable at this level, what he's achieved this year will have made him comfortable in a lot of things in his life that could open his mind to achieve what he now wants to achieve.
He has, like, he got the break with the win last summer. But the most important thing is to, you know, is to keep working hard and keep improving from there. You know, we've seen lads break through and get a big win and then think, oh, my work is done. But, you know, as we all know, the hard work kind of starts from there to keep the motivation levels, you know, to still get up and do your gym work and do all your practice and prepare both physically and emotionally for tournaments. So it would have been very easy. Even with the fast start he had in the, you know, at the end of before Christmas, which is kind of set up this season, would have been easy to rest on his laurels. But he hasn't done that, and he's got his head down. He's joined the DP World Tour now, so he's got Ryder Cup in his sights, and rightly so. And I just think it's wonderful to have, you know, three Irish guys in the top 30 of the FedEx. Is a remarkable achievement. We've always been kind of blessed at the top end. It's just to try to see a few more youngsters coming through. Obviously, you're going to chat about Leona, but, you know, she's tearing it up on the ladies' tour. And it it's, you know, he is in a sweet spot, but he's kept the hammer down and he's still working hard and trying to get the most out of this run because, you know, as we know in sport, it can flip very easily. But I think it's great to see him, you know, demand the most out of his performance. And he's always had loads of ability. But once you get on tour and get that win and get comfortable, I think he's really added to that belief system. And you just seen what a fantastic player he actually is.
Yeah, they love him in Waterford. You mentioned Leona Maguire there, the LPGA Classic for Simply Give. 7 shots back off the lead she started today, but a 7 under par 65 got her to the playoff. Sadly, she couldn't take it further than that, Eamon, but it was a heck of a display, wasn't it?
Yeah, you got to take your hat off to Leona. Like, she's gone through a difficult period after her winter where she missed, you know, 4 out of 5 cuts, but you know, the US Open, she was tied 8th there 3 weeks ago. Every round that she played last week, she improved. You know, she went from shooting 69 down to shooting a 65 in the final round. And, you know, the great thing is once Leona gets into the mix, she keeps the foot on the pedal. She doesn't back off. She's not afraid about it. She doesn't fear the competition. She actually embraced it, if anything. And you know, there's no doubt she is definitely going to win again and win again very soon. It could be this week coming. You know, it's a Women's PGA Championship in Congressional. We've already had an Irish winner there previously picking up his first major. Who's to say that Leona couldn't do the same thing?
You've got, you're obviously director of golf at Dromoland Castle. You're hosting the Irish Women's Open, and that's in September. It's back on the European Tour. Will you have Leona and et al. At that?
At the moment, we're focusing on actually just putting together the event and finalising the details of it. You know, I think for Leona, it's about Leona going out there and playing golf and enjoying herself and, you know, seeing exactly where that takes her as regards to the rest of her schedule and the rest of the summer.
Would you be hopeful, though?
Look, we'd be hopeful of everyone playing there.
That's very, very diplomatic of you. But obviously, she would be a big draw. I mean, if you can get her, you know, it'd be a huge draw, and I presume that she'd like to play at home as well.
Look, there's no doubt about it that what Leona Maguire has done for Irish golf at the moment, and especially our Irish women's golf, is a testament to herself and her team. She effectively has put, you know, and not to discredit Stephanie Meadow and the other ladies, but Leona has been the, you know, she's been the flag bearer who's put Irish women's golf on the front pages of newspapers and, you know, on RT and various things as well. She's been a credit to the sport, and, you know, as I say, she would only make any tournament stronger by her participation in it.
Can't argue with that.
No, I don't think any of us disagree with that. But Gary, how does she? I know she's improved through every round yesterday, but to stand up in the second playoff hole, and miss the short one like she did, will that leave any mark on her? How does she get over that and move on?
I don't think so. I think it was kind of one of those things where, you know, maybe she was just thinking ahead and, you know, what am I going to do in the next? And she just lost concentration a little bit because she's a wonderful putter. So that's not a department of her game that she has to worry about. A slight learning curve in the fact that, you know, stay in the moment and all that sort of stuff. I don't think it was anything more than that. Obviously, she's unbelievably nervous, as everyone is when you're trying to win a tournament. I think maybe she just lost a little concentration and took it for granted. But it was bonus territory as well. You know, to come from 7 back, you know, shoot a big last round, it's only a positive. She would have taken that before she went out. But as Ed was saying, it's a great shot in the arm going into a major next week. She had a big turning point in her season, doing well in the US Open. So I think it's onwards and upwards for Leona for the rest of the season.
Don't think there's any doubt about that. Okay, thanks for joining us. That's Gary Murphy, the ex-pro, and Eamon O'Donnell, the director of golf at Dromoland Castle. And Irish Women's Open, incidentally, is this coming September. And hopefully they can get the likes of Leona Maguire to come across and play, which would be a huge fillip for the sport here.